here's a story from The World.
The death toll from the coronavirus is hovering at 200,000 in the U.S. As colder weather drives more people indoors, the Northern Hemisphere is also bracing for things to get worse. In Europe, the U.K.'s chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, offered this stark warning today.
At the moment, we think that the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days.
Vallance said that his country could see a tenfold increase in cases within a month. He stressed, though, that's not a prediction, more an illustration of how quickly the coronavirus can spread. Atul Gawande is a surgeon here in Boston and is well known for his writing in The New Yorker. Gawande points to South Korea and attributes their success to a medical grid, much like an electrical grid.
What South Korea did was not just work on approving tests. They also worked on making it easy to stand up testing collection sites and connect them to the labs that had capacity. In Korea, they have 600 free testing sites for a population the size of Florida and Texas. And then they connect them to laboratories. They have 118 laboratories, and they will shift those laboratory supply, test kit distribution, everything else, to the laboratories that have the biggest capacity so that you're matching that. So it's like the electricity system we have. The national grid is that electricity, we don't have blackouts in one city while other cities have excess electricity. We have connections that allow it to be distributed.
There were some innovative tools that South Korea used to achieve that success, right?
The week that they had their first three cases of COVID, they had samples from those three patients isolated. They put them into diluted samples that were handed out as plates to laboratories as a kind of blinded test. And in that very first week, labs that could pass the test were approved. So they approved 47 labs in that first week. We didn't approve three for almost a month and a half. They made one national number, 1339, and you could be connected and scheduled in a testing center that day. And then you would know that that testing center was being supplied by a lab that had a turnaround time that would be within a day or two. We never built that. We have our crazy healthcare system, which makes it incredibly more complicated.
So point to a few specific countries that you think are doing well right now and are in a good position to kind of face the winter.
We've had New Zealand, South Korea, England, all of them are facing some degree of surge, however, and what makes them successful is that they have the political environment that they can respond to those surges. So New Zealand had a recent surge, and they were able to ramp up the testing, get people wearing masks, pull back on opening indoor spaces, and get it under control. The patterns of the places are not just that they're staying low and remaining low, it's that they're able to respond when you have outbreaks come.
Finally, Dr. Gawande, I'd like to just pull back for kind of a big picture. The ultimate goal of medical care, as you describe so eloquently in your book, Be Immortal, is not a good death, but a good life all the way to the end. How does a pandemic reorient our thinking around that when we're limited as to how to act on that?
The brightest and most sobering example that we've seen of this and the most upsetting has been the ways in which we've taken people who are at our highest risk, the disabled and the elderly, and put them into essentially solitary confinement because of inability early on to keep them safe. You know, my own mother is in a senior living community where the virus began to spread widely, and you had very high death rates among people that she and I know living in and around her. And it terrified me, the idea that she at 83 with her share of comorbid conditions could die from this. Now we know that seeing people outdoors at a distance, we can get together and make it safe to be together. Second of all, by now we should have the PPE, the masks, the gowns, the gloves, to make it so people can get together and be with one another.
How is your mother's health, doctor? And are you planning family gatherings?
Yes, we do it very carefully. And she's not someone who would do well if infected by the coronavirus. And I would fear for that, except for the fact that I feel we are in control because she knows how to wear the masks. We wash hands carefully. I know how to do it. The people around her do. And she's now formed a pod with her group of friends, where they together are able to be social, enjoy life, and be together while living through this extraordinary time.
So holiday gathering outside only with a fire pit?
Oh, yeah. Looking ahead to Thanksgiving or Christmas, I don't think they will be like any other. And yet I do believe we can figure out how to make it so we will see one another. We will be able to be between masks, testing, and I'm a believer that we can also get tests for one another before we get together for the holidays, and we should have the capacity to make that possible.
Atul Gawande is a staff writer for The New Yorker and a surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston. Doctor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.